We just had a wonderful Skype fellowship with everyone and wonderful testimonies. So if you want to listen to what we shared, you can look at the audio above this teaching. And I'm handing it over now because Kim is going to teach. So take it away, Kim.
Okay, well, God bless you all.
Clap.
Oh, thank
Yay.
You.
Yay!
And I'm real blessed to be able to hear all your wonderful voices again this week. And to get the great honor and privilege to share the word with you. I was talking to a few ladies a few days ago. And one lady in particular had a really bad abandonment issues. And she'd been abandoned when she was a baby. And through her infancy and sort of going through school, it affected her in her life and her upbringing. And now she's an adult and she has children of her own and grandchildren. And she was sat sharing with me for, oh goodness me, maybe 2 or 3 hours. And I just sat very quietly listening to her. And she said that she has a wonderful family. And in fact, at one point, she even sort of said, you know, I feel like I know you. Because I feel that you're just a vision of me, but 20 years younger. Obviously not with the abandonment issues, but just like having a loving family around me, and obviously being in the hospital, we couldn't do very much, so you know, we were able to be able to sit and talk for a long time. And it was very funny because we were actually sat in this little day room and it was only me and her, and by the end of the conversation there was 5 other women sat with us. And they all started to come in towards the end of her sharing her heart with me. And so it was a great opportunity for me to share my life, how I met Lawrence, and how we got into the Word, and how God's Word totally changed our lives. And all these women are so engrossed in my conversation. And they all had issues. One woman was having a hysterectomy, another one was having her coil had embedded. But the lady I was actually speaking with was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And so I obviously shared about my cancer, and then I shared about my ovary turning and how I didn't have surgery. And how God had, how my husband had ministered to me and how God had healed me, and that I was back in. And at this point of me talking with her, I don't know the reason why I'm in there. I just told her that I just seem to have a high temperature and they want to keep an eye on me, because that's what was said in the beginning. So, you know, it was a great opportunity, but not only did she have abandonment issues, but then 2 other ladies that were sat in the room had abandonment issues. One was adopted, and she has real big hang-ups that because she was adopted, she now, as she's older, she feels that her mother didn't love her. And, you know, she doesn't know the reason why. She has not had any contact with her mother. And I'm just getting inspired to give them these verses of scripture. Well, anyway, that night I go to bed and I'm laying in my bed. And it was like this whole thought come that we all have issues. And it may not be that we have abandonment issues, but we all have issues. And we all have things maybe within our past that we haven't let go of. Or maybe we have issues that we're going through right now. And I wanted to elaborate on this tonight just to let you know God's perspective. I also have given these ladies the website, and I really do believe that they'll be encouraged if they get to hear the verses of scripture that go with it too. So I will start. Everyone struggles with loneliness and feeling abandoned at some point in their lives, whether you are going through some tough times and you don't think anyone else understands you, or you are facing changes in your life where you feel abandoned or alone. God's word provides the hope and the strength that we need to get through these times. There is someone always closer than you think, and he is always with you, and that is Jesus Christ, our friend and our comforter. Abandonment and loneliness are all too common in society today. Some people seek help with counseling, and they pay big bucks to do it. Some suffer in silence, but within that silence, the matter becomes a huge issue in their mind, never knowing the real reason. But if it's left, it can lead you down a dark road and uncertainty and fear. God never ever made us to fail. We can turn to God and we can pour our hearts out to him, for he hears us. If you turn to Psalms chapter 73, Psalm 73, and in verse 26 it reads, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." If you read verse 28, it says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." And I was doing this. I was declaring all the wonderful works of God, and it was gaining people's attention, which blessed me so much, because that may have been another reason I was in there, I don't know. But I know that God never ever leaves us or forsakes us. And no matter what situation we're going through in life, or what issues we have, that maybe we haven't let go of them yet, that it's never too late to let go of them. Because God never made a failure. And you know, sometimes when we just get quiet and we're praying, and we give those issues to God, it's like it's a weight taken off our shoulders. But then we got to remember not to call those things back to ourselves either. Once we give them to God, we let them go. We let God take care of them. And obviously it's hard for someone like myself to really understand how she was feeling about the abandonment. And then God put my dad in my heart. And obviously the people that know me, my dad passed away a few years ago, and I did feel abandoned, and I did feel very lonely without my dad there. And it's a process that we all go through when we lose someone that we love, and obviously time passes, and yes, the pain doesn't become so intense. And then I always remember the good times, and I don't focus on the bad times. And then I remember that it wasn't an abandonment. You know, my dad fell asleep, but I know that Jesus Christ is coming back. And then it gave me the sense that there is a hope within that abandonment, that our hope is that Christ is returning. And that it gave me a satisfaction that I was able to share that word to let them know that I don't know if they got born again that day, or whether somebody else will come along and water on top of what I'd sowed. But that's not the issue. The issue is that I spoke. That's all God wants us to do. We just speak when we know that people have needs, and we give them the word, because it's the word that brings the deliverance. And then we don't dwell on whether they got born again. We don't dwell on whether they're still hang up about their abandonment issues or about their loneliness. But that when that word is spoken, it's light and it dispels the darkness of the abandonment, the loneliness, or whatever the situation is that people have these issues with. If you turn to 1 John chapter 1, you know, she was a beautiful lady, beautiful heart, going through a tough time, and I just know that the word brought the help and the comfort that she needed. You know, Jesus Christ, as I said at the beginning, is our friend. He's not our enemy. He's our friend and he's our comforter. So when we speak that word, we're bringing comfort. It's bringing light that dispels the darkness of the issues that are going on in people's lives. 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 9. John chapter 1 verse 9, it says, "And if we confess our sins or our issues that are going on in our life, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us." See, we need to be cleansed from those issues. You know, some issues do lead to sin, especially if we dwell on them and it takes root in our lives, like bitterness. It's a sin. It's something that takes root. But we got to learn to see the goodness that God's created in this world, and that goodness is us. It's the believers. That's, we have the rights to be in this world. We have the rights to be out there declaring the goodness of God against the evil of the devil. And when we speak, that darkness that's in people's hearts or in their minds or in their lives gets dispelled, because the light of God's word brings the deliverance that they need. But then it's also getting them to hold on to that light, because so many people like to go back and hold on to it. I remember one person once when I ministered to them, and they were saying that, well, it's mine. Well, it's yours, but do you really want to let it go? Because if you do, it's available. But if you don't and you want to hold on to it and you want to dwell on it, then you're going to reap the consequences of that. You know, we cannot dwell on things. We see it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. And you move on. And I was saying this to her, you know, that the it's the goodness versus the badness of this world. And one person doing good can make a difference. We can turn to God and we can pour our hearts and our souls out to him. Why? Because he hears us and he responds. But first, he's telling us that we're to forget the past. Let's have a look. 2 Corinthians. See, some people don't want to forget their past. They like to dwell in the darkness. They like to hold on to it because they've had it with them for so long that it gives them some kind of comfort in their eyes. But it doesn't. It's like Lawrence says, it's false. It's the way the adversary tricks us in our hearts and in our minds. We are to forget the past. Those things that aren't bringing blessings and joy to your life are obviously then tearing the blessings and the joy away. So why do you want to hold on to it? You want to let it go. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 9 it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 9. "Wherefore we labour, that whether present or absent..." No, that's not it. Sorry, guys. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Sorry, wrong glasses on. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature..." Or creation. Yes, Lawrence. "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." So yes, that old man nature likes to hold on to the past and it likes to eat us up. But the new creation, that Christ in you, that hope of glory, is the new thing. And that's where we need to hold it. All what goes on in our lives, we let it go. Think of that song now, what Maya sings.
Let it go, let it go.
That's it, Frozen. We have to let it go. We don't want to hold on to it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. There you go, you get born again. You are a new creation. Why do you want to resurrect the past? Why do you want to bring that stuff back into your life that caused you hurt and pain and suffering? We don't dwell in it. We are a new creation. Psalms. Let's have a look at a few pick-me-ups. I love Psalms. Psalms, and we're going to go to chapter 55 first. Psalms 55, and in verse 22, it says, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Again, I got a song come to mind. On my way to heaven, I shall not be moved. Cast thy burdens. All these issues from your past are burdens, and they attach themselves. And if you do not let them go, they will take root. And then what will happen is you'll start to have a few good days, and then you'll have four bad days. And you're thinking, well, why am I having bad days? The reason you're having the bad days is because you haven't let go of the burdens, the issues that are going on in your life. When you got born again and you became a new creation, you are still trying to have one foot in the new creation and one foot in the old man, and unfortunately that doesn't work. You got to learn. And you know what, even if you get born again every day, in other words, if you just get up in the morning and say, okay God, today I am a new creation in Christ, or today this is a new day, however which way you deal with it, you can overcome any issues, any doubts, any abandonment issues, any loneliness, any fear, any trust issues, anything that is causing you to stumble. You can let them go, and you can wake up, and each new day is a new day. You don't condemn yourself, you don't sort of harbour thoughts and think, oh well, I messed up today. No, and I hear lots of people say, you know, today's a new day. I'm going to move forward with God. So you can do that. I think somebody once said that it takes a thousand steps to move away from God.
You can move a million steps away from God, but it
only takes one step to come back.
Yeah.
But that's the other issue, that we live each day one step at a time. Don't try to run before you can walk. We used to say that to Maya as she was toddling on her little totters, and she used to toddle so fast she used to fall over, because they try to run before they can walk. Relax, take it easy with God. You know, just really wrap your life up in Him and let Him show you the way. We live our lives busy today. You know, it's just such a busy world. London's even faster than Bristol, but Bristol's pretty fast. But, you know, sometimes we just need to take a step back and just allow God to have his moment with us, so that we can appreciate all that he's done for us. So I've read you Psalms. We're going to read it again because it's absolutely beautiful. Verse 22 of Psalms 55. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous. Who's the righteous? Us. To be moved. Let's have a look at Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah. Sorry, going the wrong way. Yeah. Jeremiah 29. And in verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." How powerful is that? See, when we're having a tough time, when we feel lonely, when we feel that we're on our own and nobody understands us, think of this. "For I know the thoughts." See, God knows the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. This is all he wants for us, is to have that peace and not of evil, and to give us an expected end. You know, he wants us to live that life which is more than abundant. He wants us to have full trust in him. But if we have all these issues going on, we're going to find it hard to have a full connection with him, because we're having a good day and then tomorrow's a bad day and then the next day is not such a good day, and then suddenly we're back in fellowship and we're having a great day again. You know, we shouldn't be going up and down, up and down. We should be climbing, you know, climbing closer and closer to him. And the more we put our trust in him, the more we see his heart and his love for us. And you know, the whole time you're going up and down, up and down. You got Christ in you, he must feel seasick. It's like a wave being tossed on the ocean. No, that's my little joke there. Let's have a look at Acts. Acts 22. And Acts, what a great outreach. Acts 22. Acts chapter 22. And in verse 16 it says, "And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Now the reason I read this one is because why tarriest thou? Why wait? Why wait to let go of all these issues? Yeah. You can do it tonight. You can do it, well, not right now because I'm teaching, but you can sit down after the fellowship tonight and you can pour your heart out to him. Remember, he heareth us. And you don't have to wait. Cast your cares to him. And then the next word says, and arise. In other words, once you've given it all to him, get up and start moving. And don't keep calling it back to yourself. Don't let these thoughts come back. You've cast them as far as the east is from the west. Don't have them back. And then your days will become more smooth. Then you'll start to have more trust. Then you'll start to see the real heart of God. And the bad days will become less and the good days will become more. And God will pour blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon your life. Don't wait. Arise, call on the name of the Lord. I want to take a look at a few verses of scripture here. We're going to shoot through a few of these. Psalms 27. Psalms chapter 27. And it says in verse 10, "When my father and mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up." See, when I lost my dad, it was heartbreaking. I mean, I think people used to worry about me before my dad even passed, wondering how I would deal with it. But God stepped in and God kept me busy and God really protected my heart and my mind and my whole physical body, that yes, I miss him, but I have so many fantastic memories that there are no abandonment issues. There is no loneliness because of all the good times. And I will not allow myself to dwell on the negative side. I allow myself to dwell in the fact that Christ is coming back and I have that hope and my dad has that hope too. So we can replace the negatives with the positives and then you don't have these issues. But it's learning to do that. It's learning to replace the Word of God with the world and the worldly endeavors. Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy 31. Oh, this is a dandy. I really love this one. 31. And in verse 6. "Be strong and have a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." See, when you start to have real good days, you'll realize that you are walking and talking with your Heavenly Father and that nothing can interrupt that connection. When you put that word on in your heart and mind, nothing can interrupt that connection. Anything that goes on around you, you will not let it bother you. you will continue to be strong in your heart and mind, and you will say, yeah, that's this world. Well, I'm just passing through. That has no part in my life, and you keep moving. Hebrews. It's so important that we keep ourselves on the straight and the narrow. The adversary is out there seeking whom he may devour. Is it going to be you today? Uh-uh. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 5, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. See, I could have got all hung up because I had to have an operation. No, I stayed very thankful, because I know there was a reason for that. And if I'd have had the operation, like we shared earlier, if I'd have had the first operation, who knows where I'd be right now? Because the adversary is out there seeking whom he can devour. And if that had been left untouched, because they may have just thought that I'd had an infection from the operation. But see, I had God on my side, and God was moving hell and high waters to keep me here. The adversary attacks, but it doesn't bother us. And I said it, I think, a few weeks ago, you know, he's just a little ant under our feet. And every time we take a step, we crush him beneath those feet. So let your conversation be without covetousness. You know, we have to walk in love. And if you're not doing it, who is? Because we are just one person at a time. And it, depending on what situation we're in, somebody may need to hear the word. Well, if you're not speaking it, then that person's not going to get to hear it. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. You know, I was so thankful when I was in that hospital. There was people in there that didn't even have friends or relatives come to visit them. And there I am with all my family, and my granddaughter was allowed in. You know, my son brought me coffee in the morning, because praise God he works at the hospital. And then Lawrence and Liam would come out with Maya, and then Danny and Amber came out. You know, and some people say, well, I don't really have anything to be thankful for. Well, did you wake up breathing this morning? Well, then you have something to be thankful for. For he have said, God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He's the one that helps us get through the days. He's the one that helps us forget our issues. He's the one that pours the blessings upon our life. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen to that. Because if you live in, amen. If you live in fear, then you have issues, and you need to get rid of those issues. Amen. So that you can have that pureness of heart, so that your connection with God is uncontaminated, so that you can see the true heart and life of God.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Romans, we're going to almost finish off here. Romans chapter 8, and you all know this wonderful verse of scripture. Romans, oh, come on, can you get there? Romans 8 and in verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can actually be against ourselves at times. You know, sometimes it's not even the adversary that hinders us, it's ourselves and our thoughts and where our mind races to at times. Whether it be family issues, whether it's health, whether it's trust issues, whether it's weather, whether it's because we've been abandoned, or whether it's because we feel lonely, whether it's because we're scared, or whether we're worried, whether we're fearful, whether we have money worries or relationships breaking up. Hey guys, red alert, you are not alone. But we have to change our thinking. We have to remember what God wrought through Christ for us. We are precious. We don't need to come against ourselves with our thoughts. We need to keep those thoughts in control. It's like a child. If you don't correct a child and they don't have boundaries, then they go out of bounds and they go wild. I do know we had 6 of them here yesterday. So I don't know how Bambi actually is a school teacher with all those kids running around. But on a note to that, we're the ones that can control our thinking. Because if you're not controlling your thinking, then something else is. If you're not in control of that thinking, something else is. So then what does God say? God says that he never made a failure. God says, put your trust in him. God says, call on him and he will answer you. God says that you're precious in his sight. All these wonderful things. So we don't need to hold on to the past, guys. We don't need to hold on to the issues that trouble us. What we need to hold on to is the word of God. And we need to put our trust in him and nothing else. I'm going to finish off in 1 Peter chapter 5. And in verse 7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Tonight is the night. We cast our cares, fears, worries, doubts, our trust issues, our family issues, our money worries, our abandonments, our loneliness. We cast it all on him. And then each day we take positive steps to get closer to God. And the old man issues will drop off and the new man arises within us. And the love of God blossoms in our heart and in our lives, and then it touches others. So bless your heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for that wonderful word of encouragement, of correction, of what to do when we are faced with discouraging times, when we are dealing with issues, Father, that we can cast all our burdens upon you, that we can truly relinquish anything that burdens our heart, that, Father, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And, Father, that when we say what your word says, when we give everything to you, that you are at work in our hearts, healing those hurts, that when we look back, we may see the scars, but it doesn't hurt no more. Thank you, God, that you have healed us, you have delivered us, you have set us free. And I thank you for anyone that may have some issues on the Skype or in the fellowship tonight with different things, that they can bring them to you and crucify them to the cross, Father, where Jesus Christ has paid for everything for us. Thank you, Father, that we are complete in Christ. Thank you that we are healed, we're delivered, we're set free, that we're sons and daughters of the Most High God, with Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we are seated at the right-hand side of you in Christ Jesus, that you've given us authority, that we're to use it, that you've delegated that to us, God, to the body in this earth, so that we can manifest your power and show forth your light and your love. Thank you for everyone on this Skype fellowship. Whatever area of needs there is, the obvious ones and the ones that we don't know about, that you meet them, Father, so that we can speak of your testimonies all the day long, that we can give praise to your name. And I thank you, Father, for all those people around the world that have taken a stand upon your word to live unto you and to declare your word to others. Thank you for all our brothers and sisters around the world, Father, for blessing their hearts for their stand, and for receiving Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, that people will listen to this, and they listen to the teachings and the encouragement given, so that they can have faith come to them, so that they can receive Jesus Christ, their Lord. Thank you that you are a God of deliverance. You are a God of abundance. You are a God that provides and meets every single need, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Father, that you have provided all that through the accomplished and finished works of Jesus Christ. It is done. Thank you that we can receive it. Thank you for keeping our hearts tender and humble and loving. And thank you, Father, that we can take the focus of ourselves and put it on you
and look to serve others, look to reach to their hearts, look to be a blessing. Because it's not what we can receive, Father, it's all about what we can give and how we can serve and show Christ to others. And I just thank you for a great fellowship this evening. Thank you for blessing Kim's heart. Thank you, Father, for how you blessed all of us, how we are healed, how we are provided for, and how we have direction and movement, and that, Father, that we are living unto you because of your great grace. And we know it's by your grace, your favor, not by any of our works, that we are standing here today before you, and we give you praise and glory for all your goodness and love. Thank you for every need being met. Thank you for jobs, people that are looking for jobs, that they are provided for, that you're directing them in the right way. Thank you, Father, for the healing in the people's body that is manifesting. Thank you for the bank balances of people increasing. And Father, we know that you provide all good things, and we're building the image of who we are in our hearts, Father, and we're saying it out of our mouth. And Father, we've sown your word. So we thank you, Father, we know that we've sown and we've watered, and we thank you that you are giving the increase. So I thank you for your word moving throughout this whole inhabited earth, and that we can push back the enemy with his lies, with his hurt, and with his promotion of lies through all these different things that we're seeing, and that we can be bold in this day and time. And Father, knowing that we can be bold because you stand right with us and the host of heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ, and for a blessed week, weekend, and week to come, and the rest of the year. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen.